Miracles of Today, Chapter 14, Episode of the Dying Boy. A perfect musician can only make imperfect music upon a defective instrument. And likewise, God acting through your conscience and reason can make only imperfect expressions in imperfect men. Will L. Garver, N., Brother of the Third Degree. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? St. John 11:25-26. This episode, like some others, is hard to comprehend. When one finds a subject which is hard to assimilate and digest, rather than say to yourself, oh, that's impossible, deliberate a moment on the words of the Scriptures. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Deliberation is good. Contemplation also is good. Fasting and prayer with deliberation is better, if done correctly. Jesus often betook himself to the mountains to fast and to pray with the Father in secret. He was rewarded openly. Ponder on this. The boy of whom we speak was young. If we recall it correctly, his age was 18 or thereabouts. His age was in his favor. Youth is resilient. The word we received, however, was that he had been given up and that only death could release his sufferings. I was called to his bedside by his grief-stricken parents. They had just recently lost another boy. Their pleading to me was heartbreaking. I requested that everyone leave the room. They did so, but left the door ajar. I closed it. Human nature is such that if his life depended on the closed door remaining closed, the dying boy would have severed the silver cord and released himself. Luckily, this was not the case, however, as we soon ascertained. I started my calls to the Father to enfold and protect me and to see that I did not ask amiss. Then I began my call as Jesus did at the tomb of Lazarus, finishing with, And now, O mighty presence of life, look into this boy's heart, read the record there, and if it be that he must be taken, then see that it is accomplished without pain or distress. Alleviate the pain in the hearts of his parents, replacing it with thy love and peace. If, on the other hand, great masterful presence, this boy can be restored to the heart of his home in perfect health and peace, wilt thou do it? I ask this in the name and by the power of my ascended Jesus Christ self. When I had come to that part of my prayer, look into this boy's heart, his parents could not resist the impulse. Opened the door softly and tiptoed to the bedside and wept, even while I prayed. When I had finished my decree, the boy looked up at his parents, for he had regained consciousness during my visit in his room. He listened a moment to their weeping, then gently took his mother's hand and said, Don't cry. I'll be all right. Didn't you hear the prayer? Well, I'm going to be okay. And he was all right in a very short time. So once again, I can quote Jesus' words in John 11:40. Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God?